I would like to, in a moment, hand over the word to Alexandra Bonnet, who will be presenting Ilika Maya's history of the association. Ilika was in the third coaching training group, and she's the treasurer of the association, a scanner with many talents. She supports mothers and children in facing the chaos of everyday life with a smile and developing their inner resources. Alexandra was in the second training group, and she made it her mission to try to speak and contact all of the coaches trained by Barbara in Germany after finishing the course. She's a multi-talented scanner who used her special scanner abilities to follow her dreams and lead an incredibly interesting life, which you'll hear more about later today. Enjoy, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Natasha. We thought then to start off the day, I would give a short introduction about the history of the association. It's the 10th anniversary of the Association of Barbershare Coaches, and there's that funny little EV at the end. And coming from Canada myself, living in Germany, I have explained this many, many times to North Americans or people who are not familiar with what this is. It's called Eingetragene Verein, which is a certain kind of club, a legal form in Germany. It is basically, there are more than 600,000 of them here. I mean, this is something completely normal from Germans. It flummoxed the North Americans, especially Barbara at the beginning. It's like, what do we need this for? And you shouldn't have to pay money for it. But there are some member fees that come in a nonprofit way, generally, for a legal framework that is well known here. It has to do with liability. It has to do with the fact is if we're saving money, it's for a purpose, like to rent a stand at a fair or to print brochures. It is not just to accumulate for profit. And therefore also these kind of clubs are made so that if somebody gives a donation, then you can give them a receipt for tax purposes. There are various forms, but basically it was formed out of, as Natasha said, an interest then that we would like to, as Barbershare Coaches, continue on her legacy. As she mentioned, it was founded in 2013 with the official name of Verband der Barbershare Coaches, translated into the association. The founding members here are in the picture. Basically, the idea came right out of the first group from the 2010 group, and it took them a couple of years. And we were very lucky because the very first president, Melanie Pöpping, was a lawyer, and she did a lot of the legal work for us. You do have to make it absolutely clear what this association is going to be for, why it's, you have to submit them, it has to be approved, and they do control all your accounting. There has to be a treasurer because this is all very much above board. So we were very lucky to have her, and she did basically everything for us to get it set up. The mission or goals of the association are to continue Barbara Scher's work, obviously to use and to spread her methods in many, many different ways. Further education and networking is for us coaches, and also to share information and to support each other. And then also in an event, for example, like this, to perform as a group in public. We also go to affairs or Congress. Potential members, like current and potential members of the association. Barbara, of course, is an honorary member since 2013. They're certified Barbershare coaches, certified success team leaders. And somebody did ask in the chat yesterday, what is the difference between them? Barbershare coaches are the only people who have been trained by her personally, and a success team leader in Germany would have been trained by Gudrun Schwarzer. It's kind of a licensing type of situation where she takes over, of course, because of the language difficulties, has taken over the German speaking training. Any of Barbara's assistants and friends can also become members. They're like supporting members, though not active members. Little bit into the prehistory of the association, as we call it, just so that you're also up to date. Barbara Scher came to Germany at some point, and there was a couple people who were very instrumental in getting her over here. In 2005, 2008, there was workshops and book launches, and it was really important. Barbara is such a hands-on person. She wanted to see the people, work with the people, listen to people, see what made you tick, and if she could bring you one step farther on the way to your dream. And therefore, she loved to have a workshop situation in any form or shape or form. And often it came out with a book as well that would be available there. She was also 2014 in the Uranian Berlin. There is from Hayo an excerpt in YouTube about Scanner specifically, which I will be talking about later. And 2011 to 15, there was training of coaches in Frankfurt. Again, instrumental in bringing her over here because of also because of the translation work was Dr. Gudrun Schwarzer. She made her well-known Wishcraft, especially, which is still being discovered by people decades later. She also is the trainer of the success team leaders here. And there's just one particular thing at the bottom, 2013. This is a German. It's just a German selection or excerpts from Wishcraft. But the rest of them, all of her books have been translated into German from the English. Anna Winkelmann, who's with us today, but talked yesterday enough, so she's just taking a bit of a break from the English. She was co-organizer of the book launches and of the workshops in Germany. She's very active in the Munich center there and around the Bavarian area. Erfolgswerkstatt is a success workshop, and Münchner Frauenforum was for women, forums for women, where she led success teams and helped women just to get on the path to realizing their goals. She's also a success team leader for decades, one of our most experienced coaches, very happy to have her. And since 2013, a Barbara Scherer life coach. Today's board of directors started off the day, Natasha as president. Susanna will take us right into focusing in a minute, which we're so grateful to, because then we can all relax. And Erica in the background today as treasurer. And as Natasha mentioned, today's association are just got their fingers into all sorts of little things, and we love to do all of them, basically. Idea parties through Facebook groups like Scanner groups or Idea Party groups, as they're called. You can find us on Facebook. You can post asynchronous anytime you want, but once a quarter, I believe, then we'll have a Sunday evening party where there'll actually be coaches there then interacting with you. You could also have a Zoom call, a Zoom idea party where, for example, next Thursday in German and next Friday evening in English, and we can help you. Yes, they're all a bunch of strangers, but somehow the format just works. And I'm hoping that somebody today will tell us, there's a couple of people here, tell us how they've progressed maybe. Anyway, Blockbusters is a type of co-working group that we also use or can help organize. We'll be discussing that this evening as well then, Astrid Meyer and myself. Coaching appointments can be booked online. You can find those then with coaches through the website. Events such as this weekend are organized, which we love to do. Alumni meetings, such as in the picture there. We haven't hugged in real life in a long time, but that was one of the last meetings of the Southern Germany group. Success teams organized by success team leaders can be found then online, either through the American site or through us in the German area, and workshops and presentations. So that is start your day, why we're here, what we're doing today, and we really hope that you just enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that presentation, Alexandra.